And it's another opportunity to talk about the NFL draft because one of our very own from South Bend was taken by the Indianapolis Colts on Saturday in round number 5, the pride of South Bend Adams and Ball State is Danny Penner, and he joins us here on WSBT Radio. And, of course, your home for Colts football in South Bend is 96.1 WSBT. Danny, it's Darren. First off, congratulations, and thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. No, I'm happy to be here.
Great to have you with us, and let's just start with the setting of watching the draft, hearing your name called, who was around you, and how do you describe the moment when you get the phone call from the Colts and then eventually Roger Goodell says your name on national TV?
Yeah, I mean, it was an awesome day. So I just stayed home back in South Bend. You know, I just was with my parents, my sister, and my older brother is actually a firefighter just outside of Indy, so we had to FaceTime him in because he was working. It was a tense day. They always say it's the longest day of your life until you actually get the call. And that was certainly true. I was tense. And then, in a heartbeat, all of a sudden it all changes. Phone went off. It was Indy area code. Got to talk to Chris Ballard, Coach Reich. They just told me they're taking me with the next pick. And it's definitely a wave of emotions, a lot of different emotions. It was a pretty surreal moment. Definitely something I'll remember for a long time.
Danny, of course, you played some tackle your first couple of years in high school before you moved to tight end at Adams. And then, of course, at the start of your college career there, you were a tight end. What was it like, though, making that position switch to tackle at the college level at Ball State?
Yeah, so it was something, my coach that approached me. They said they thought, we needed a tackle for the team. They thought it'd be, both in the best interest of the team and myself to make it. So it was something I embraced right away. It was definitely a learning process. There were definitely some ups and downs, some tough days. A lot of it wasn't natural. So my goal was just to get better each day and just kind of hold myself to that standard. It was definitely a two-year progression. I think it definitely helped me get to this point. And so it's kind of cool to look back on.
Danny, when analysts talked about you, your athleticism was always brought up. So spending time at tight end, how much did that help you in moving to the offensive line? And ultimately, how much do you think that was a factor in the draft stock you had?
I think it helped a lot, for sure. When I first made the switch, that was one of my main goals, was to put the weight on, but do it the right way so I could maintain the athleticism and try to have that be an advantage of mine. That was definitely something I put a lot of focus on. I think it showed up. The combine was definitely an event that helped me out. I was able to, show some athleticism there. But then, I think it's pointless unless it translates to your game. So that's something I've always tried to, use to my advantage while I'm playing. I think that's what's the most important part. So I think that definitely helped me throughout this process and, hopefully continues to help me. That's certainly the plan.
Well, and you've obviously, as you talk about putting that weight on, beefed up quite a bit. You always had that really long, lean frame, and looking at you now, obviously you put on, 75-80 pounds in college. Are you kind of one of those guys who has to eat a ton of calories to keep the weight on? What's your diet like?
Yeah, so it's evened out a little bit now. When I was first putting on, it was definitely a lot. It was definitely a task, and something you just had to stay committed to. I think I'm still going to be putting weight on. It's definitely been a steady progression upward, but now it's a little easier. It's not hard to keep the weight on, and then it's just you got to add a little more to keep putting the weight on. But it's definitely been a steady progression. Obviously, I'll probably get into more details with the Colts where they want me at. But I feel good about, if I need to add weight, lose weight, or stay the same. I think I've got it well figured out at this point.
Danny Penner, newest member of the Indianapolis Colts, South Bend native, joining us here on WSBT Radio. Well, Danny, it goes without saying, this was a unique process leading up to the NFL draft. You had the NFL combine, and soon after, everything shut down due to the pandemic. So going into everything getting shut down, did you feel like you had accomplished everything that you wanted to show NFL teams? And I guess the second part of the question is, do you feel like that everything being turned off and you couldn't go visit teams, did that affect your draft status at all?
I think, it's different. You look at it in different ways. So there was stuff I wanted to get in front of teams to be able to do with, individual workouts and that type of thing. Show them what I've been working on at both guard and center and be able to do, whatever specific drills each team wanted me to do. That was definitely something I wanted to be able to do. But I mean, you know, when I was going through the process, you know, my biggest mindset was this is what it is, and everyone's in the same boat. So it's really what are you going to do with it to make it to your advantage and, you know, come out on top. So it was definitely a unique process and something you had to adjust to. But, I mean, really for me, it just meant, you know, you had to transition to – it was Zoom meetings and stuff with coaches, and so you just had to, you know, transition to more in your football IQ. So that was just something I really attacked there and just continued to work on the stuff on my own so that – you know, whenever the opportunity comes, you can make the most of it.
When you talk about talking to some of those other coaches and stuff like that, how many teams do you think you talked to, and were there some other teams who you thought might be picking you?
All in all, throughout the whole process, I probably talked to almost every team in some capacity. Like Zoom meetings, I probably met with about half the teams for offensive line coaches, you know, where they really, really quiz you and that sort of thing. From that standpoint, I mean, there were certainly teams that we had on the radar that we thought had interest, which is part of what makes the draft day so stressful, because you just don't know. And you can look three picks ahead and think it might happen, and then your phone doesn't go off. And it was definitely a stressful day. There's definitely teams you have pegged out, but I mean, I'm more than happy with the results. I think it's a perfect situation. You know, I'm just grateful for the opportunity and just ready to make the most of it.
Danny, take me back for a moment, because I want you to share a story or some advice with parents listening, or maybe a youngster 6-7 years old that wants to get into football. They see a guy like you get drafted. I think the first South Bend native to be drafted since, what, 1992, 93, 94, and the first Ball State player since 2014. When did you start playing football, and what level or what type of teams did you play with leading up to eventually getting to South Bend Adams?
So, I mean, I always played in the backyard. I mean, been doing that since before I could remember. But I started playing, like, officially in fifth grade, which is when my school allowed me to. And, you know, I think what's cool, you know, looking back on this, you know, my parents didn't press me or anything like that to play. You know, it was totally my decision. They always told me, you know, if I was doing it, I was going to have to finish it that year. But just to do it if I wanted to. And, of course, you know, I love the game. So I always wanted to. But I think that's the coolest part about it is just, you know, when you love the game, like, you want to be great and you want to continue to play it as long as you can. I think that kind of builds some intrinsic motivation for you. And I know that was certainly the case with me. It's just, as soon as I fell in love with the game, I mean, I never lost that. So I think that's the biggest thing that held me. It was, you know, I wasn't overpressured or anything like that. I just fell in love with the game by myself.
Well, and your brother, Matt, you mentioned him, a firefighter. He was a really good high school tight end as well. And he's just a couple years older than you. Were you guys competitive growing up when you were out there playing in the backyard? What was all that like for you?
Oh yeah, we were incredibly competitive. We still are to this day. he's been holding over my head through this whole process that he still had better high school stats than me. He got some guys to drop that in the interview. So yeah, we were definitely competitive, but I mean, it was awesome to play with him. We had 1 year we overlapped in high school. It was actually the best year we've had at Adams in a long time. He's been awesome. I mean, we both love the game together. It was fun to grow up playing with him.
Well, I can't imagine just to be a family member of yours watching you get drafted by an NFL team, let alone by a team. If you live in the South Bend area, it's a couple of hours drive to get down to Lucas Oil Stadium to watch the Indianapolis Colts play. So what's been the family's reaction, not to just you getting drafted, but getting drafted by a team where there's no plane ticket involved, there's no hotels, you can just drive back and forth and watch the Indianapolis Colts play?
Yeah, everyone is incredibly excited. I mean, you know, it's definitely the perfect scenario. My mom had mentioned multiple times through the process, like, oh, it'd be awesome if it was Indy. And sure enough, yeah, I know she's really excited, and it definitely makes everything easy. You know, the moving, all that stuff is something that's an easy move for me. So it's nice that I can just focus on football. And then, yeah, I always have them super close to me if I ever need to get back home. And then obviously when they come down to games and that sort of thing. So it's definitely an awesome scenario to be in.
With the state of things that we're in right now, any idea what's coming up for you next with the Colts in terms of virtual meetings or sessions or, you know, workouts and things like that? Any idea what's kind of coming up on the near horizon for you?
A little bit. They haven't been fully detailed yet. I think they're still, I mean, it's such a unique situation, so they're trying to make sure the plan is as perfect as they can make it. But so next week, I think we'll start with virtual meetings and that sort of thing, and some sort of form of rookie mini camp. But they haven't gotten to us with the full details of that yet.
Well, my final question or two for you, Danny, just is this. Number one, Have you been around, or do you know Quentin Nelson, who is, of course, an offensive guard for the Colts? And part two is September 8, 2018, Ball State, Notre Dame. The old Cardinals gave the Irish quite a scare at Notre Dame Stadium. Just reflect on what it was like coming back to Notre Dame to take on the Fighting Irish as a member of the Ball State Cardinals.
Yeah, so Quentin Nelson, I haven't met him yet, but he's someone that, I mean, obviously I looked up to just from playing offensive line before I knew the Colts was going to be where I was playing at. So he's someone I'm super excited to learn from, and, you know, I'm just going to just try and take as much from him as I can. Any piece of advice that's big or small is something I'm going to put a lot of value into. And then, yeah, coming back to play Notre Dame was awesome. I mean, that's definitely a memory I'm going to have for a long time. In some ways, it still haunts me because we were so close to winning that game, and yeah. I wanted to win it really bad. But it was a really cool moment. You know, I was proud of the way we played, and it was just cool to see, you know, a bunch of family was at the game, a bunch of friends, just to come back and, you know, play at the stadium you grew up going to watch games. That was really cool.
That's awesome. Well, I will say this. Learn what you can from Quint, but maybe avoid him teaching you the keg stand touchdown celebration.
I will.
That looks
a
little dangerous. Unreal. Well, Danny, congratulations from all of us in the area. Very proud of you, and we wish you nothing but the best with the Indianapolis Colts. And hopefully we get back to some sort of normalcy so you can start fall camp with the Indianapolis Colts. And we look forward to seeing you with the horseshoe on your helmet very, very soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
That's Danny Pinner, South Bend Adams, Ball State Cardinal, and now member of the Indianapolis Colts. And you can hear every Indianapolis Colts football game on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. And Sean, you're pretty familiar with Danny and his time at South Bend Adams because I believe he played with your son. Is that right?
He did. And he mentioned, and I know I've kind of mentioned this a couple times, his sophomore year, his brother Matt's senior year was my son Jesse's junior year, and that was the year that the game that I've talked about, Shaq Van, a guy who was the running back as well. He just finished his career at Eastern Michigan, mm-hmm. and those guys all played in the sectional championship game against Drew Tranquil and his brother in Fort Wayne Carroll that year. And as he mentioned, one of the most successful Adams teams that they've had in 35 or so years now, that team that those guys were on.
Holy cow. Pretty good talent on the field that
particular
night. And you could argue that Danny Pinner and, of course, his teammates at Ball State changed history a little bit, because wouldn't you say that was the first obvious domino of the Brandon Wimbush starting quarterback reign at Notre Dame starting to slip away? Because that was the first game it was like, well, the entire team, of course, takes responsibility for that being just a 24-16 game. But that was the game we're kind of like, whoa, they put a lot on his plate to throw the football. It didn't work out. The Vanderbilt game the next week was a home game. It was close, a 5-point game. And then, of course, 2 weeks after playing Ball State, Ian Book was the starting quarterback at Wake Forest.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very good point. That probably was the first of the dominoes that led to that change, and it obviously ended up being a thing. Things worked out after that, and they've worked out pretty well for Ian Book as well, and the Notre Dame offense, for that matter. They've raised their scoring average each of the last couple of years since then.
And not that I'm aware of, and I'll maybe double check this tonight, I don't believe anybody signed Wimbush as a free agent, did they? I haven't seen anybody write about it.
Haven't heard that.
Because there was talk he might be a wide receiver, try to make it as a wide receiver. But I have not heard that, but I will double-check that tonight and see what I can find. Well, our thanks to Danny Pinner, South Bend native, newest Indianapolis Colt, for joining us here on WSBT Radio.